On Radio Jackie today, I'm joined by Callum Rolfe. Now, you've started off 2024, the new year, by taking on the Run the Month Challenge. Tell us, what is this challenge?
So essentially, it's running the distance of the day for the entire month. So when you add up the dates in January, it would add to 496 kilometres. However, me being me, I've rounded it up to 500. So an extra 4 kilometres at the end, actually, to bring it to 500. So yeah, it's a very heavy month, but yeah, no better way to start the year, I guess.
Absolutely. That's an incredible challenge. So running the distance of the dates, what made you want to do this in the first place?
So it was in summer when I first had the idea. So I did a skydive in summer and thought, this was crazy enough, bonkers thing to do. It opened my eyes a bit and yeah, just kind of made me want to push on to do something else. And then kind of out of nowhere, it just came to mind that I wanted to do a running challenge, and I thought, what could I do to fully push myself? And yeah, I thought, because January starts on a Monday, kind of fitted perfectly that as well. And yeah, and I kind of thought of this, and I didn't realise that I've seen a few others kind of do it online, but they'd only done 496, as I say. So the 500 is quite a milestone to achieve. But yeah, I just thought I'd push myself on and see how far I can kind of push my limits.
Absolutely. And you're raising money for charity as well, aren't you, during this running challenge?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, I'm raising money for Mind Charity, which obviously is a massive thing, I say at the moment, but it's always been a big thing, mental health, for everyone, really, whether it's a small thing or a big thing. Everyone faces little challenges each day. So yeah, I thought I'd choose that charity. And yeah, so far we've smashed the target. I think we've almost tripled my initial target, which is great, considering we're only halfway through the month.
That's absolutely incredible. So can you tell us, what was your target and how much have you raised so far?
So the target was 500, just purely because I thought it's building up to Christmas and I didn't really know what to kind of expect. And I think we're near 1400 at the moment. So yeah, almost triple, which is, as I say, amazing.
You mentioned that you did a skydive last year. I'm guessing that you love a challenge. How come you didn't just do maybe a run a week or something like that? Why have you chosen to do a run every day? And also it's the date as well. So I'm guessing on the first you ran 1 kilometre, on the second you ran 2, and then obviously when you get to the end, that's a lot to run in one day.
Yeah, no, it's a big ask/big challenge. But to be fair, from choosing the charity and doing the 4 months of training prior to obviously January, it just kind of made me realise that doing one run a week wouldn't really be enough to kind of make it or feel like a challenge, should I say? Even though for some, obviously, it'd still be a big challenge and big distances to increase each week. But yeah, the daily runs have kind of helped obviously get other people out. Like, my friends have been amazing in terms of supporting, coming out on runs every day. And so far I've only the smallest run I've had is one person coming out, but the biggest one I've had is 18. So yeah, overall it's been I think I've had over 22 or 23 different people come out and join me over the month. So you know, I say challenging myself, I've been able to get people out that haven't even run beyond 5k before to run 10k, for example. So it's been a brilliant turnout so far. And as I say, I wanted to really push myself and just prove that a lot of it obviously is in the mindset, as well as obviously trying to, you know, get yourself into the physical state to do the challenge. But a lot of it is obviously a mental thing, getting up in the cold mornings or the freezing evenings, as experienced in the last few days. And yeah, and just kind of smashing through it together with a few tunes on and just achieving something great together.
Well, I was going to ask you, how has it been having to, you know, wake up? I don't know, do you do it in the morning or the evening when you do your run?
Predominantly it's in the evening, just purely because obviously friends and stuff will come back from work and you kind of 7 o'clock-ish time's the best time to do that for them, to get some fuel inside them and stuff before the run. But I have done a few early morning runs, so like 4:30, which is a bit crazy. But as I say, the challenge of trying to space it out, so they're most of them are in the evenings. And then obviously weekend ones where there's more daylight available or hours available to run in the daylight, should I say. Yeah, we kind of do a 9 o'clock part run, which has been lovely. But yeah, it's been a chilly runs, but very refreshing to be fair, under the stars and the moon and stuff. So yes, it's been good.
How do you keep yourself motivated? Because obviously waking up in the morning when you're going on your morning run or after a long day, you can be tired. How do you keep yourself motivated to continue with these runs?
Truth be told, I think firstly, having the kind of, say, winning mentality, but it's kind of the idea that because I know people have donated and people want me to achieve it and obviously want to achieve this challenge myself, it's all the little things that, you know, help push me on. I mean, even if it's as simple as knowing that I'll be running out in the open in a park with a bit of music playing, you know, that's enough to kind of pushed me on for a little bit. But as you say, when it gets into the bigger months, I mean, this week is 126 kilometres in the week. And I think next week might be 170 or around that. And so obviously they're massive weeks in terms of covering distance. But as I say, when I know people are coming out and supporting me and wanting me to achieve it, kind of that helps me push on enough. Even though obviously, you know, I understand a bit at the end of a working day, you do feel slightly tired. But the minute you're out in the fresh air, you kind of forget all that and realise why you're doing it in the first place.
And how do you make sure you keep your body in tip-top condition? Because obviously that's really big distances to be running every week. Are you making sure that you go to bed early, fueling your body correctly? What do you do?
So for me this month, I'm trying to try my best, even though you think you wouldn't really need it considering the weather. But I'm trying to, when I wake up in the morning, I'll go in the ice bath in the garden for 3 to 6 minutes, which kind of wakes you up and kind of helps reset the legs a bit. And then, yeah, do the working day. And then when I come home, I'll use a bit of the massage gun and then get out on the roads and do the run. And then when I get back, I'll do another ice bath and I say do some stretches and, yeah, refuel the body. And then again, do some more kind of with the massage gun. And then beyond that, it's kind of hope for the best.
And I guess you don't even really need to put ice in the water at this time of year. It's cold enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cold. It's about 13, 14 degrees, I think, at the moment. So it's, very cold. But as I say, the benefits of it, I'd definitely recommend it to anyone, even if you fear the cold water. Yeah, the benefits are definitely worthwhile.
Absolutely. And what do you do to train for a challenge like this?
So from September, I did 4 months of training. And I say quite simply, I just did Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Saturday runs. So 4 runs a week just for 4 months. But obviously at first you think it's, you know, simple. But the main thing for me was just the consistency of it and the discipline that helped me feel like I was in the best shape for the challenge. And I fear my friends that haven't really done any training are trying to, you know, smash through it with me as well. But I said to myself, I'd rather know I'm in the best shape for it rather than kind of taking the gamble, whether it's with the joints or just know my muscles can exceed to certain levels, etc. But yeah, so it's all about kind of the preparation for it and knowing or having the kind of the goal or the mindset, you know, prior to it, whether it's 4 months or even longer. As I said, I had the idea in summer, and obviously to execute it takes time prior to the challenge. But yeah, come January the 1st, I was obviously buzzing and raring to go. Knowing I'd, you know, prep myself and got myself into the best mindset for it.
You mentioned earlier that you've got other people coming along with you. I'm guessing you're not doing it by yourself, and also you're encouraging people to come along on the runs. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. So I think New Year's Day, consider it as New Year's Day, I think we still had 6 or 7 out. And then obviously weekend runs, a few more available, whether it's because they don't want to face the cold evenings, who knows. But as I say, whoever comes out, you know, big respect to them for coming out so far. And yeah, the biggest thing we had was the Saturday, which was 18, I think we had, which is amazing. And then one of my friends, he brought his dog along and the dog did 14K the other day, which is
pretty cool.
So yeah, smashing through it. But yeah, no, the support from the friends and family and stuff is, yeah, it makes all the difference. Like you think you're running, 5K may feel long if you're doing it on your own to an extent, but you know, you could run 10K with a bunch of people that have come out so far and it feel like you've only run like 3K. And that's just, and some people have said the same in terms of that have never properly run before themselves. So yeah, it's definitely having a positive effect on people, to say the least.
Yeah, and it must be great knowing that you've got all that support as well. Are you posting your journey online? Can people follow along and see your updates?
Yes, I've got an account called Run Roll for Run, and then I'm quite literally just posting graphics of the distances I'm covering and then the final shot of just the team that helped me get through it, I suppose, on the day. Quite simple as that, but it's just nice to follow, I think, for people that obviously aren't nearby or friends and family that are far further away and stuff like that.
Now, I guess the important question is, where can people donate?
So I've got a GoFundMe page, and obviously I can share the link. But yeah, there's a GoFundMe page, and obviously I'll put the updates on there, photos from each team run each day, obviously. So yeah, regular updates, I suppose. Whether it's big or small donations, everything obviously helps contribute to the amazing cause.
At the end of the challenge, at the end of the month, what are you going to do to celebrate?
Probably just stuff my face with some pizza, I think, to be fair, is the plan for the final day. But yeah, as I say, otherwise, probably take a few days out to kind of relax and recover properly, and then I guess start thinking about our next challenge.
And also, how has running impacted your mental health, I guess? Because people say, you know, doing exercise helps your mental health. You're raising money for a mental health charity. How has it helped or necessarily affected your mental health personally?
Yeah, so I say for me, where I'd say I'm generally quite a positive person, I think just noticing the difference in terms of mentally feel cleaner. And I say, I know people that may hate exercise or, you know, have a, you know, kind of frown upon it. If you start out doing it, whether it's a 2K run or, you know, start small is my kind of advice for anyone that wants to get out, whether it's running or any kind of exercise. But of course, initially at first, you're going to probably think it's, you know, painful, or you hated it, this, that and the other. But if you can kind of stick through and, you know, grind through the first few weeks of it, you do notice the benefits 100%. And as I say, it's more, you then find yourself finding it harder to say no to doing it rather than easily just saying, oh no, I'd rather stay in bed. You actually, you know, you find yourself, you motivate yourself without even kind of meaning to. And then you kind of find a passion for it. And but yeah, in terms of the mental health side of it, yeah, no, you definitely big benefits from it for sure. And I suppose when you're adding in things like an ice bath as well, it's kind of a, you know, you're winning in all accounts in my eyes. So yeah, with that combination, it's definitely helped me.
And final question, what's next? Have you got any challenges planned in the future?
I've got a few potential ones on the horizon. It's just kind of, I know one of my friends has said about running Galway to Dublin in, I think, 4 days or something rather. And there's another one to do, potentially a marathon in all UK countries in 4 or 5 days. I know someone's done it in one day though, but yeah, we never know. I think we'll try and go bigger than this one if we can, but yeah, we'll just take a bit of planning to do first.
Absolutely. So watch this space. You will be back. And am I right in thinking that you're going to have run 11 marathons over the month?
Correct. Yeah. So overall, I think it'll be 11 point, yeah, or closer to a 12, to be fair. I think it's 11.82 or something. Yeah, so it's a lot on the legs. And I think now, even though you're halfway through the month, I think we're only just over a fifth of the way through the actual distance is covered. So yeah, it's going to be a mega few more weeks of the challenge. But yeah, we'll push through it with the right support and recoveries.